from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. I am now at the airport and I'm late as always. I hope that the gate is still open and I arrive on time. Oh, thank God. The flight's gate is still open. Oh, my today's destination is Sistan and Baluchistan province. I'm going to visit one of the extraordinary archaeological sites of Iran, Shahr Sukhte, literally the burnt city. Shahr Sukhte is the remains of an ancient city in Iran. This city was built on the alluvium of the estuary of the Hirmand River to Lake Hamun. Shahr Sukhte is located 120 kilometers south of the city of Zabul. This large city was built in Bronze Era, and Iranians used to live in this city almost 6,000 years ago. The total area of the city is 280 hectares and is divided into residential, central, and industrial areas, as well as monuments and cemetery. These areas are situated in the form of successive hills. The ancient area of Shahr Sukhte is about 18 meters higher than the land surrounding it. Shahr Sukhte used to be an advanced city at its time. The remains of Shahr Sukhte shows that this city had a well-managed system for water supply and sewage. This unique heritage was registered by the UNESCO World Heritage List in 2014. I am now near Shahr Sukhte site. Here we have the scenery of desert, and there is no tree here except tamarisk trees. Though 5,000 years BC, this region had a diverse flora. This region used to have abundant weeping willow, maple, and white poplar trees. In order to see the remains of Shahr Sukhte, I have to go up this hill. I am now in the area of the cemetery. There are triangular forms here. I think they're made of adobe. Archaeologists have found traces of clod in these graves. These fabrics were used either for wrapping the dead or in the form of underlays and covers for the dead. In these graves, many pottery objects have been discovered. One of these well-known pottery artifacts is a pottery vessel with a drawing of a goat and a tree. Giving the vessel a spin, one would see a goat leaping to snatch leaves from a tree. This can be recognized as the first animation movie in the world. I am now standing beside the grave number 6705. In this grave, the skeleton of a robust woman with her left eye being artificial was found. On this artificial eyeball, the eye's capillaries are made with thin gold wires. This artificial eye is one of the great wonders of the world. You might have asked yourself why this city is called the Burnt City. Researchers say Shahr-e Sukhte used to be an industry, which had a lot of furnaces. Therefore, ash was found due to the activity of industrial furnaces around the city. And when archaeologists first spotted ash in this city, they came to the idea to call this city Shahr-e Sukhte, literally the burnt city. Actually, the real name of this city is not known yet. The wonders of Shahr-e Sukhte are a lot, and researchers are still studying this ancient city. One of the most significant conclusions derived from these findings is that the inhabitants of Shahr-e Sukhte had been really civilized and peace-seeking people. Well, our beautiful Iran is, of course, full of wonders and beauties.
Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.